This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
A lot of texters playing golf tomorrow. You love to see it.
Love to see it. Get out there and swing them. The only problem is right now, God, I hate being that guy. The only problem is right now is like a lot of golf courses have aerated their greens and they don't like to tell you, which maybe this is just an unnecessary gripe on my part. But like if I were to call the course and you're the, you know what aerating the greens means, right?
No. I mean, I do. I don't know what the effect it
okay,
has on
so
you.
Okay, so obviously they, they're basically replanting, getting them ready for the wintertime. They put a bunch of, like, sand over them as well. It's like when they, it's not good. It makes them terrible.
Uneven, hard to read.
But you have to do it because you have to, like, get it ready for the summertime.
Yeah.
It would be awesome if I were to call your clubhouse and be like, hey, do you have an opening in the early afternoon? What time are you looking to play? Between, like, 10:30 and 1. Yeah, I got it at 11. Hey, just a heads up, we did aerator greens. So, just so you're aware. Now, me being the snob golfer, I'd be like, oh, which is probably the answer to my question.
That's why they're not saying it.
Right. Yep. But it's also kind of a Richard move.
So you'd say, oh, never mind.
I'd be like, oh, I thank you for that. Thanks for the heads up. I'm going to look elsewhere.
Yeah.
Because it's not the same. But they won't tell you that because then you won't go play. So maybe that's me being a Richard for not playing.
No, I mean, it's like you can't really, your scores aren't going to count because you're like, well, the greens were aerated. My shots aren't really the way.
Well, and see, somebody texted in from the 620. Usually they'll give you a discount when that happens, but you don't know the discount's there until you go to pay. Then when you're there, you really look like a snob if you're like, oh, it's normally like 46 on a Saturday at 2 o'clock. Why is it only 33? Oh, we aerated the greens. Oh.
Oh. Gotcha.
I'll see my way out.
Homer Simpson in the bush. Aeration's a built-in 5-6 stroke excuse. Use it.
No. I don't want that. I want COVID golf where they put the styrofoam around the pin. You just had to hit it. Birdie, that didn't go in. The hell it didn't. That foam ring
That's
got in
awesome.
The way, dude.
I didn't know they did that. That's great.
No, only Richards did that. But you know what it is. It's 9 o'clock, Richard of the Week.
It's time for the College Football Report with
Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me.
Richard of the Week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
Friday, 9 o'clock. Used to be on After Hours, Richard of the Week. We moved it to Fesco and Dusty. Since Bob's not here, I went ahead and decided to grab two for myself. Number one, my first Richard of the Week. No surprise here. It is no surprise here. And your Richard of the Week, number one, from one Dusty Likens, is right here.
I want an all-star special. I don't care how far you live from the station or Waffle House. Both teams are losing tonight. I want
Richard of the Week, number one, Dusty Likens. Boy, was I confident. boy, did I probably spew some words into people's airwaves to think, you know what? He makes some good points. I'm going to put some money on Kansas. I'm going to put a two-leg parlay on Hunter Dickinson to have 15 and 10. As my producer shakes his head in disgust because of him, I listened and I lost money. I could have spent that $10 on my own damn All-Star special. But you didn't, because you let me influence you, and that's where you become a Richard. I am a Richard for telling people this exact quote.
Gets better every time.
So that's me. I'm a Richard of the Week. My other Richard of the Week, more on the path of what they normally are, is former Michigan offensive coordinator Matt Weiss. He's been indicted, and what a piece of garbage this guy is. Listen to this story. This is why people suck, and this is why you get called a Richard of the Week. Maybe you could get Richard of the Year in this story. According to the indictment, between approximately 2015 and 2023, I'm sorry, quick math, 8 years, Weiss gained unauthorized access to student athlete database of more than 100 colleges and universities that were maintained by a third party vendor. After gaining access to these databases, Weiss downloaded the personal indefinable information. I didn't say that right, but you know what I mean. He downloaded their personal information, medical data of more than 150,000 athletes, using the information that he obtained from the student athlete database and his own internet research. Weiss was able to obtain access to the social media, email, and or cloud storage accounts of more than 2,000 target athletes. He was also illegally obtained access to the social media, email, and or cloud storage accounts of more than 1,300 additional students and or alumni from universities across the country.
Wow.
That guy deserves to be completely locked up, taken away. I mean, literally, like, there's peeping Toms. This guy makes them look like a walk in the park, and that's disgusting. This guy is getting storage, database, videos, photos, medical research, all that stuff. For what? What personal gain do you get? This is a bad look for Michigan. And former offensive coordinator Matt Weiss has been indicted for this. And he was doing this for 8 years. Jeez.
Gosh.
How do you not know that if you're in the Michigan system?
That's what I want to know.
Look at you, Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah.
And I'm not blaming Jim Harbaugh.
No.
But this is your offensive coordinator.
Yeah, you're a leader. You've got to have a...
That guy's in the same room with you for 4 days a week.
At least.
And this guy is getting databases and research and information. Look.
Right under your nose.
I don't advocate for this, but maybe you've been sending some nudies to your girlfriend, and this guy now is watching that. This guy is watching videos of maybe, you know, everybody gathering for a funeral.
Yeah.
And he gets to watch that. That's none of his business.
Disgusting.
This guy sucks. Pull his eyeballs out of his head. This guy is Richard of the Week, number one. Mine was funny because I'm just a jackass.
Yeah, because it's just, yeah.
But, like, this guy is a absolute bag, a hat. Get effed, Matt Weiss. Get lost. Do the Vince Vaughn, True Detective Season 2, Walk the Desert. Just go. When you get into personal stuff and you go out of your way to do it and you do this much due diligence to find it, dude, that's rough. And for 8 years, guy's been doing it since you were a senior in high school. That's crazy.
That's insane. It's disgusting.
Sophomore in high school.
Yeah, senior. I think you had it right. Senior, yeah.
Senior year, you graduated in 15.
2017, 8 years, right?
Yeah, 2015 to 2023.
Yeah.
Been indicted. And again, third-party vendor gaining access to these databases, downloaded the personal, indefinable information and medical data. So he knows if you've got this. He knows if you've been here. He knows if your family is celebrating a birthday. He knows if it's your anniversary, if you got a nice, sexy photo, if you got this guy sucks. This guy's Richard of the Week. He's Richard of the Month. He's Richard of the Year. Matt Weiss, get lost. Get effed, dude.
And from the 913, I don't think you're blaming Harbaugh. I think you're just saying, you know, you're a leader. He's under your purview. Some of that responsibility's got to fall on you.
It goes back to the same thing with Patino in Louisville.
Yes.
Like when they were running that stuff in their dorm rooms or whatever a complex they lived in, Louisville's not huge. Rick Pitino was the biggest person in Louisville. And it's like, he came out and was like, I had no idea this was going on. Rick, hey.
Sure about that?
Yeah. Right?
Come on.
It's like, Rick, you're the man of the town.
Yeah.
Right?
Nothing happens here without your okay.
You know this is going on.
Yes.
Why are you denying it? And again, I'm not blaming Harbaugh. I'm just saying, like, your offensive coordinator, right? Like, you mean to tell me that Nagy and Reed don't know each other's lives and know where each other's been or know if something's up? You and I have known each other for 7 months, and I know when it was a rough night last night for you. I'm like, you doing all right?
You okay?
Or you'll come up to me and be like, hey, you okay? I'm like, yeah, fine. Had a rough conversation with a lady, but that's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
But
yeah, whatever
it
may be.
You know it.
Yes. Already.
Disgusting.
Absolutely gross.
Mm-hmm.
On a lighter note.
Yep.
Drake, some Richards, man. Some good Richards, but they ruined a lot of people's nights. That's going to be too bad. Hunter Dickinson as well.
Yeah, Richard of the Week.
Richard of the Week,
Hunter
for sure.
Hunter Dickinson.
You know what? And
trying to get the fan base from Lawrence on your side?
Well, no, I tried to be on his side a little bit this week. Say, well, he's had a couple of good games recently. I've kind of liked what he's trying to do. Feels like he's taken some responsibility. He knows he is the guy who has to show up on both sides of the ball. Didn't do it.
Yeah.
And I was here this week kind of trying to give him some defense and say, you know what? He's a pretty good passer. He is the only guy they have. He's had a couple good performances. Like, no show.
Yeah.
11 points, 9 boards.
Yeah, and then a massive turnover. I mean, when he threw that pass, game was over. Like, I literally said it out loud. As soon as that pass went errant, and I was like, oh, God. I was like, there it is.
Well, and I don't want to blame him for being the receiver on the receiving end of a pass that was turned over, but he's in the post at the end of the game asking for the ball when clearly, I don't remember if it was Zeke Mayo, has his defender way off of him, playing Hunter Dickinson, clearly playing the post pass. Mm-hmm. Dickinson saying, yeah, feed me. And of course it's the guy, maybe it was Mayo, I can't remember, who passed the ball. It's his fault at the end of the day, but again, IQ, why are you asking for the rock, man?
You know what's also interesting about Hunter Dickinson? Was that team better last night with him off the court?
They had more energy.
What was that guy's name? Okunda or something like that down low?
Yep.
They were better when Hunter Dickinson was on the court.
They played more freely. The ball movement was nice. They had more energy. He's holding them down. I mean, he's been like,
not anymore.
Weight,
he's
dude.
Gone now. The 36-year-old seventh year senior's gone.
785. Our best run was when he was out and we went to zone. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he was out because I was watching the clock. There was like 6:07 left. And I'm like, Hunter Dickinson is not in the game, and KU is turning around. And I know we're going up against spring. Mm. But you remember when Bill Self was like, yeah, we're just not getting along with each other? I think Hunter Dickinson was the problem. You see his antics on the court. There's always an elbow. There's always something. Yep. We remember earlier on in the season when he put his foot in that guy's face, and I thought it was accidental. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe Dickinson's just a crybaby bee. And the rest of the team just didn't enjoy it. And he let the pressure get to his head.
Yeah.
Because he did not live up to expectations. He was supposed to be this guy that transferred from Michigan, the number one transfer in the portal. I remember Rob Britton almost ran around this building naked.
Oh.
And last night he was chugging his sorrows away via the Instagram app, 96.5 The Fan.
Yeah, check the Twitter page too. It's there.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, he just, what do you think his numbers were last night? Because I saw him literally with my own naked eyes miss two bunnies. Like 7'2" or 7'4", whatever the hell Hunter Dickinson is, right next to the basketball goal and miss them both. I watched him miss an alley-oop against Arizona in the Big 12 championship and also throw another pass behind his head. He just wasn't him, dude.
4 for 13, 1 for 4 from 3, 9 rebounds, 11 points.
4 for 13.
4 for 13. He shot 30%.
And you play center.
It's embarrassing, man.
Yeah, dude. Zeke Mayo's like, I'm glad that guy sucks. Coming up on the other side, we had a text that we got earlier. Don't be sad that it's over. Be happy that it happened. That's what I want to say to describe this next conversation piece on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5
The Fan.
Hater to love it. We're still going. 40 minutes left. Shout out to Robert, our guy Aussie. He just dropped off Waffle House. I'm so excited for this. I can't wait.
It smells so good.
It's the greatest.
Thank you so much. All-star special for our non-all-star takes.
Yeah, we're terrible. I'm just trying to figure out how many bets I'm going to lose today. Somebody from 816, respect the text. Minsky's Pizza doesn't even show the Dickinson's commercials anymore. You lost the pizza? Nah, someone on the text line, don't be sad that it's over. Be happy that it happened. That is a Dr. Seuss quote. They said that quote only applies to certain things. You can't apply it to everything, or can you? To my other buddy named Robert, I hope your son Owen is listening, because you are the focus of this text and this conversation piece. So I have said for many times that the generation that is under the age of, what do you want to call it, Mac? 12 years old? Is that fair?
That sounds right. Yeah.
Right?
That sounds decent.
Because you don't really dive into like the logistics of sports per se. Like, I don't think there's 10-year-olds out there going, man, it's just his routes. You know, it's, you know, you're more focused on like, this guy's a baller. He's fast on Madden. Great. He's great. Yeah. Right? Like his, well, he's got 96 speed on Madden.
Yeah.
Like that's analytics that those type of kids are looking at. So my buddy's son, Owen, is, I believe, 8.
Okay.
Right?
So just really getting into it, finding his fandom. He's passionate.
Loves Bobby Wood Jr. more than his dad and his mother.
It's cool.
Loves Patrick Mahomes more than his Funkles, Dusty and Brian.
I mean, he was 2 when we drafted him.
Like, this is his life.
Yeah.
Right? And I thought that we got a text earlier because it said, is this the roughest year of Kansas City sports? The Royals losing the ALDS. The Chiefs losing the Super Bowl. Missouri and Kansas both lose in the first round of the tournament. So, roughest year in recency.
Sure.
Right? But this is not to, you know, use Bob's sentiment of enjoy it while it lasts, because I don't believe in a lot of that, because I don't want to have that mindset, like, to sit there on the couch and be like, this is great, but it's going to be over soon. One, we don't know that, to be fair. Like, obviously, Patrick Mahomes is not going to play football at some point in his life, but I don't necessarily have to have that thought process. I don't think it's a bad take. It's just not how I perceive things. Where I look at this, and what has happened is where some people say, man, what a rough stretch. Kansas, a 7. Mizzou gets beat by Drake. The Chiefs get blown out in the Super Bowl, and by God, the Royals lost in the ALDS. Like, this lets you know that, like, whether you're 8 years old or 68 years old, throughout time, it's not always rainbows and butterflies. You will have to handle adversity. You will have to go through stages of your fandom where there are rough stages. Imagine what it was like in New England when Tom Brady got his ACL blown out by Pollard. And that opening day game. And then to sit back and watch Matt Castle go 11-5 and miss the playoffs. There's probably a lot of people like, wow, so this is what it's like to not be, you know, the best of the best of the best, sir. And you still look at what it was for all these teams mentioned prior. You lost in the Super Bowl. Buffalo would give their Lance Armstrong just to get there.
Mm-hmm.
To hell with winning or losing. Yeah, they went to 4 straight, never won one. That was 30 years ago. Like, that was 94.
Mm-hmm.
94, 95.
Yeah.
Whatever. 30, 31 years ago. I think that's right, math. So you look at that, because I saw something the other day, someone who was 25 in 2000 is 50 this year. It's tough.
Yeah,
it's tough. And
it's tough.
To pull a texter, that's not an Independence Day quote. That is a Men in Black quote. Same actor, same sort of, but sorry, I'm doing the text host reverse psychology.
Thanks, coach.
So yes, you lost in the Super Bowl, right? Blown out, sucks, bad taste in your mouth. We all went full Tracy Morgan after that game.
Mm-hmm.
Too soon?
food poisoning. The Royals, right? Like 86 losses the year prior. You lost to the Yankees, who represented the AL in the World Series. You made it to the second round of the playoffs and lost. The Chicago White Sox would give their Lance Armstrong to just make it to the wild card, right? And you did it 1 year after having just, you know, seven abysmal years, almost a decade of just terribleness. But you still got there and gave yourself a chance. And KU in Missouri, you still made the tournament. What's Emaw doing besides laughing at you?
Exactly.
But why are they laughing? Because they had no dog in the fight. I bet they'd love to be in the tournament. I bet they would have loved to have been a play-in game. They weren't. So when those sort of people sit back and are like, ah, Drake worked you and would still work you. They didn't work you. They beat you with the last-minute shot by that baller from Liberty, who, by the way, wanted to go to your school, whose parents went to your school. And, you know, when you have Broncos fans or Raiders fans, and they're like, oh, man, you guys got blown out by the Eagles. Yeah, how's your team doing? What's your talent? So again, like, yeah, it's tough. But to say the toughest, yeah, of recency, because you're not always winning. But what do I always tell people? Sometimes getting knocked back a peg or getting broken into 1,000 pieces, you come back stronger because you do diligently put yourself back up. Boy, I don't want to do that again. We were lucky and fortunate to go to the Super Bowl and be in that locker room after the game happened. I would never want to go back to that situation again in my life. I'd been there when they lost to Tennessee. I'd been there when they lost to Pittsburgh. It was terrible. It was absolutely terrible. Being there in the Super Bowl, watching Isaiah Pacheco with the 1,000-yard stare, like he wasn't even there.
Yeah.
Seeing Mahomes just completely shook and quiet and lost. But that could also be fuel to go back next year and do it all differently. You went 15-2. How many teams win 15 games in modern-day NFL? Not many. Not many. So, yeah, it's tough to see losses happen. But it's also our job and other people's job to allow this information to be processed. And I know that an 8-year-old kid probably doesn't want to hear this. But, I mean, when you put it into that perspective, enjoy it because you're still supreme. You still made the tournament. Like, who knows if you'd have won against Drake? Who knows if you'd have won against Arkansas? Maybe you pull the random upset in the second round against St. Don's. Maybe you pull a random upset against Texas Tech. And all of a sudden, it's like, holy cow, Mizzou's in the SEC, or Mizzou's in the Sweet 16.
And that's, but to me, like, I agree with you, but it's even more than that to what you're saying. It's like, you were there.
Right.
You didn't win an SEC game last year.
Oh, in the win column.
Zero. A donut in the SEC column, and now you were contending in a really good conference that brought 14 teams to the tournament. You were in the thick of it.
Yeah.
We have undervalued, and across all sports, playoff success.
Right.
Just regular season success.
When you're dominant for so long, your standards are different.
Yes.
Like, you go back and look at the NFL. What are the standards in Chicago? Can we win 10 games? If the Chiefs only won 10 games next year, the city's on fire.
Gosh.
The city's on fire if they go 10-7.
You bet you're, yes, ding
easy.
Dong. Yes.
Easy.
Yeah, ding dong.
Yeah, you're Johnsonville.
Yes.
If, let's do this again. If Cleveland wins 10 games next year, boy, we
are throwing a party.
That's what it is.
They so are like, how did we do this?
Not only does winning change your perspective, it changes your standards.
Yeah.
But the unfortunate part of that is that you also have to realize there is other sides of the yard, right? You're not going to win every Super Bowl. Tom Brady went 10 years without winning a Super Bowl, a decade. Mahomes hasn't gone two without getting there. No quarterback in the NFL in their first NFL season has been to 5 Super Bowls ever. Ever. Not one. So I understand why little Owen goes to bed last night crying his eyes out, because he's a Mizzou diehard, loves the Chiefs, and the last two games that he's given a rip about has been the Chiefs getting blown out of the Super Bowl and Missouri Tigers losing to Drake.
Yeah, and I mean, like, here you are, right? From the text line, probably a Kansas fan. I don't know. From the 913. Emaw is busy saying that Jerome Tang has more tournament wins than Bill Self since he was hired. Delusional.
Have seen that in the text line today.
That's great.
Yeah, good for you.
How many national titles does Tang have?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
How many Final Fours does Tang have? There's half of the city of Manhattan that wants Tang ran out of business. Not happening. His buyout's too large. And then we'll get the text. I'm from a K-State fan family. We don't want him out. Yeah, you. If I could send like a live stream like Kai Connect does with his sketch to where the tweets were up, which maybe that comes soon, where you can just read the text line. I mean, it's there. From the 417, if the Chiefs went 10-7, Binkley's X account would be on fire. Yeah, dude. I mean, it's, you know, it's so great what success can be and how quickly you can be humbled by the anti-success. Like, it's crazy to think that, like, you're like, man, this is Bill Self's worst team in Kansas history. 7 seed in the tournament.
7 seed.
Right. But again, he has set the standard to where they are a 1, a 2, or maybe a 3.
Maybe a 3. Bad year.
Right? At one point, Bill Self had more conference titles than home court losses. Like, that's the other thing about this conversation is not only have you been great, you've been historic on football and college basketball. We all know that. So the thing about this and where it all originates from is that, yes, you enjoy it. And I don't want to give you the take that Bob has familiarly said that his dad taught him,
mm-hmm.
which is enjoy it doesn't last forever. I'm just saying understand where you've come from and understand where you're at. Because now your standard is, hey, I remember the 2012 Chiefs. I remember the 2022 Royals. I remember the 1990 Royals. The early 2000 Kansas City Royals. But I also know what the standard was last year, 86 wins. I know what the standard is this year, MVP player. Soon to be Rookie of the Year, Jack Caglione. The Chiefs, AFC Championship representative at Arrowhead. Like, all that stuff is great. But also, yeah, it may not last forever. Nothing does. But also, like, when you change the standard, you've also got to be able to handle when the standard doesn't necessarily get met. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean, like, oh, man, we missed the playoffs. I mean, even what was it 2 years ago? The Chiefs went 11-6. And it was, won the Super Bowl.
Oh, people were down in the dumps. This
won
team,
the Super
yes,
Bowl. Yeah. But it wasn't the standard of 12 or more wins every year.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
You've got to, I mean, you could keep going with that, with those analogies. You've got Tennessee Titans fans who would be having a parade in Nashville down Broadway if they won 6 games this year, and Cam Ward looked semi-competent.
And the best they've been since 1999. Was the AFC Championship game against Patrick Mahomes. And yeah, after that, it was...
And trust me, a lot of Titans fans know a lot of... What do they talk about? They talk about that AFC... Man, that team was so good. We had such... That was such a good run. Derrick Henry. Like, that's what they're holding on to. 6 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, again, it's just one of those things, man, where it's like, you know, you change the standard, but also, like, it's hard also to teach that. Like, I'm not trying to talk out of both sides of my mouth as I do. But, like, again, I'm not 8, I'm 37, right? When I was a kid, I didn't have that success.
No.
Like, to me, the standard was like, holy cow, Trent Green threw for 4,000 yards in 2002.
Whoa!
Tony Gonzalez is the GOAT. First-round playoff loss. I just wanted a playoff win. That's all I wanted was a playoff
win. One win.
Like, when Nile Davis took that to the house against Houston.
I was jumping up and down.
I was like, I've never seen
screaming.
This before. Clip my toenails at 3:40 a.m., Maloney. And... The thing about that is, like, that was the standard. We have a chance to win a playoff game. And then that all changed. And the one thing that I think losing does help in the long end in this conversation, one thing that I will say the losing does help is it makes you come back to reality of what's real and what's exceptional. Because to win the AFC West every year and to play at home in the AFC Championship 6 out of 7 years in a row, to be like, wow, that was amazing. Now, I still expect to win. Now, I don't expect every year to play an Arrowhead, but I expect to win every year. I expect them to be great because of what we've met our standards at. But also, watching these losses takes me down a notch to be like, hey, you know what? Maybe Kansas isn't that dominant team anymore, but they're still good. Maybe Missouri isn't, you know, as good as we thought they were, losing five of their last six in the regular season in the playoffs or the tournaments. But they didn't win a game last year in their conference. And when the conference was its absolute best that it's ever been, they went 10 wins in their conference.
They were in the thick of it. Yes.
So it's interesting. So it's tough to teach it. It's also tough
it
to
is.
Realize it.
I mean,
but it's not gone. It's
no,
not. That's
no.
the other thing. Don't act
no doomsday.
Like, yeah, don't do that where it's like, they'll never be good again.
Don't be Steve.
I don't know.
Dude. We got another one here, 816. Bill Self caught buying players. NIL made it legal. The playing field's even now. Maybe he isn't so great after all. Dude.
I don't disagree with all of it.
The game's changed.
The game has changed. That doesn't mean he's not great.
He's not great. He's right. Fantastic.
Like, you put up a lineup of coaches and you're like, Calipari, Bill Self, Dennis Gates, Jerome Tang, Scott Drew, and Bruce Pearl. You're definitely taking Bill Self over all of them.
Yep.
Literally. And I wouldn't even think. It'd be like, Self. It's like when you were a little kid on the elementary playground.
Yes.
And Tucker, who was like 5'9 at age 12, you're like, first pick, Tucker, dodgeball. He throws harder than everybody else. That's my pick.
Yep.
Don't care if he got knocked out first and the first, you know, game of dodgeball. Guess what? I'll catch it. Somebody will catch it. He's going to come back in, and you're all about to be in big trouble.
I'm glad you said that, because you brought up Calipari and Self in that list. Calipari is not a great coach. He's a great recruiter. Maybe one of the best recruiters of all time, but he's not a great coach. Mm-hmm. Drawing up plays, out-of-bounds plays.
Same thing for Calipari. He
that's
got
what I'm saying.
Caught it at Kentucky.
That's what I'm saying.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so Calipari, yeah, and he's got the talent. We saw it last night. Can't run an out-of-bounds play. Can't inbound the ball. Struggling against a zone for 6 or 7 minutes.
Could not figure out how to stop that zone.
Could not figure out how to stop a 2-3 zone, John Calipari. But what does he have? He has the talent.
Yeah.
If Self can just figure out half of what Calipari has with the recruiting, he's got the coaching in spades about everyone else.
That's if he's there and not fired, according to Steve.
Yeah, Steve. Yep, Steve. Yep. Thank you, Steve. Yep. Dude.
Look, he missed on Dickinson.
He did.
He missed
huge
on bringing and having DeJuan Harris come back. He was just not there.
And he should be criticized for that.
Zeke,
it's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine.
But watch him come back next year and storm through the Big 12. He's like, ah,
let's go, dude.
Good old Bill.
And I don't even like KU like that, but I will be rooting for Bill Self next year. Prove him wrong, man.
Somebody says Self is exactly where Nick Saban was a few years ago. He bought players, and now that everyone can, it's a lot harder to dominate. He is still an exceptional coach, but the game is different now.
Okay.
And that's fair.
That's
you
good.
Don't think Bill knows that?
Yeah.
You don't think Bill's going to go talk to his recruiters and say, hey, this is where we're at? But again, you also can't be critical now. Hindsight is 20/20.
100%.
Like I said, Rob Brenton, 6'5", naked ass, was running circles around this building when Hunter Dickinson got here. And then yesterday, backwards hat, sloppy eyes, drinking the nectar of the Lord, and going, yeah, it's over. And now everybody's like, oh, man, thank God the Hunter Dickinson experiment is over. You missed. You didn't hit. It's like drafting a quarterback.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the guy. This is the future. Oh, crap. This guy sucks.
This guy sucks.
Start all over. The good thing about college sports is bringing an entire wave next year, and you can start today. So again, like, yeah, it was a bad miss on Hunter Dickinson, Zeke Mayo, all those guys.
But how many people would have missed on Dickinson? Everyone wanted Dickinson.
He could have gone to North Carolina.
And yes.
Been, all the North Carolina fans would have been like, okay, we got the 7-footer from Michigan.
Here we go, number
we
one.
We got one of these guys.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, by the end of it, Carolina would be like, thank God we're free of Dickinson. Sometimes it's on the athletes, too, and not just the coach.
100%.
And I 100% own that. And I know it's like, one guy doesn't lose a game. Last night, Hunter Dickinson lost that game. 4-13 from the hoop?
4-13, dude.
And a pass that went to Patrick Swayze? And I'm in. Again, we talked about it earlier, the comps of the Chiefs and KU. Mahomes isn't going to go to every AFC championship game. It's just not going to happen. But since he has... As a starter, the 1 year he misses kind of gets microscoped a little bit more than the 1 years or the multiple years that he went. Right? Like, look what Bill Self did to Oche Igbuchi, right? Turn him into National Player of the Year, National Champion, Big 12 Player of the Year. and he was local. And now we're going to sit back and be like, well, Bill missed on local kids. Not always.
Nope.
Look at what he did to Thomas Robinson. Right? Big recruit. But, like, is he the same player if he goes to Baylor?
No.
Probably not. So, we'll see. And that's the great thing about college sports. We get to do this all over again next year.
Yeah, we will see. Yeah.
Coming up on the other side, we'll see what our can of corn is this week. And here on 96.5 The Fan, you're listening to Mac Morey and Dusty Likens, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Do you think by the time that you are dead and gone and someone asks you, who's the weirdest person you've ever met in your life?
Yeah.
What's the number one answer you'll say?
It's going to be you.
I don't know what's wrong with me. You know what I am getting like old man pissed off about lately?
Please tell me.
I'm getting tired of these ass people that are so mad about this 11-year-old kid pulling this Paul Skeens card.
Ugh.
That's the debut auto that he got $1.1 million, and then they have to throw in this BS stat below it. For context, Paul Skeens is set to make $875,000 with the Pirates. Three things. That kid is 11 years old and is going to get $1.1 million. You know how much beef jerky you could buy and those peach rings that come two for a dollar that you suck on one, you chew the other?
Hubba bubba.
Number two, Paul Skeens is going to get $500 million one day from the Yankees. I'm sorry, the Skankies. And three, money or not, Paul Skeens gets to go home to Livy Dunn.
Yeah, not to mention endorsements.
This 11-year-old kid doesn't even know what movement down south from Livy Dunn will do yet. And all these, like, jerks are all over Twitter throwing this skewed number out there. Like, for reference, Paul Skeens only makes $875,000 in the Pirates. I'm sorry. Only $875,000? Wow, the kid made like $200,000 more than Paul Skeens makes as a 23-year-old second-year starter, let alone what endorsements he has. Let's talk about that, too. That's my hot seat. I'm sorry. I just keep seeing it. Like, I love Spot Track. They brought it up.
I saw they brought it up. I was surprised.
I'm like, what are we doing here?
I was surprised Spot Track brought it up, too, because they're usually really good about the not-out-of-context stuff.
That's totally out of context.
That's clickbait.
Did you know that Paul Skeens only makes $175,000 a year and his future wife has a gazillion endorsements? And you mean to tell me he didn't have any endorsements in Louisiana or now being a pitcher in the league?
Of course.
He's rookie of the year. You don't think that came with an incentive? Like, get effed. Seriously.
Yeah, no.
Like,
yeah.
What are we doing? Like, hey,
admonish an 11-year-old for winning
a really
card.
Cool story.
Yeah.
This 11-year-old who just went out and bought a pack of cards, pulled the greatest card there is, just for reference. Ugh.
Like, you're fun at parties. Yeah. No wonder the kids don't like baseball. This 11-year-old's like having fun buying baseball cards and everyone's crapping on them now.
Yeah. Boy, this code red's great, says Drew Nixon. Just for reference, red 40's in it. That causes cancer. Wah, wah, wah. Somebody says, when does the stand-up tour start for Dusty? Freaking killing this morning. LMAO. I don't know. I can't stand up yet because we just brought up Livy Dunn. We talked about Haley Cavender earlier. Still sitting. All right. Who's having sex with Jerry Jones? I don't know. Not Livy Dunn. Nobody. If that thing looks like a wet biscuit. That guy would love to be in Lance Armstrong's situation.
I love Dick.
Okay. I don't know where that came. Is that Bob?
Yes.
Why did he say that?
Vermeil.
Oh. You just
cut
off.
It's today.
Yeah. No, I don't think he did say Vermeil because it's Bob.
But is that an old man take to have that like,
no,
this 11-year-old kid makes a $1.1 million at an auction and then everybody's out here being like, just for reference.
Just for reference. Yeah, shove it, dude.
Yeah.
It's 11-year-old.
You know who that person is? That's the person you go to like the gas station for the one time you buy a Powerball ticket and it's like $1
billion. Yeah.
And you're like, oh, man, if I get this, I'm getting the lump
this
sum.
Guy.
Well, they take away like $500 million. Oh, I'm sorry, Charles.
Wow.
I didn't know you had $500 million in your account. I mean, come on. Let the youth live. Now, I will say, if that was my son, I'd be like, okay, this is what an accountant is. This is what the stock market is.
You're not getting access to that money, son, until you're 18 years old.
I'd give him like $100.
Well, of course,
like,
of course.
Go to Quick Trip and go nuts.
Yeah, go insane, dude. Good for you.
There's not a Toys R Us.
Yeah, but we're gonna make sure that grows incrementally.
If you pulled that card, would you sell it right away or would you wait? Because right now his market is
exactly.
Paul Skeens' market is,
and it has a chance to go through the roof, right? A Hall of Fame ceiling, but it could also completely tank. What would you do? I think I'd sell
100%. What's that one guy from that show? Sell. Buy. Oh, I'm selling. And I'm just going out here and I mean, I'm putting it right in your freaking face. Mm-hmm. I'm putting it on your tip of your nose.
Mm.
And I'm saying, look at that. See that? That ink is still wet. You want that Paul Skeens card? Sorry, you got to pay for it. You know that he only makes $875,000 a year?
Oh, poor Paul.
Because from what I've heard from Gold is that right now, you want to know the number one card that's being seeked out right now? No, it's not Jack Caglione's Bowman series. You'll never guess it.
Okay, what is it?
Last year's WNBA packs.
Mm.
Everybody wants the Caitlin Clark card. Because there's never been one like it, and there may never be another one like it. At least for quite some time. So they want the Caitlin Clark. Because like Alex, I was telling him, I was like, how do I get a Caglione? He goes, find a card shop and either buy a case or go to Amazon, or you can buy slots in auctions where it's like, okay, this is Baltimore. And maybe you're hoping to get like an Adley Rushman or a Gunnar Henderson.
That's
all
a good
right,
way to
Kansas
do it.
City. I'll pay $250 for that slot. Okay, anybody else? 1, 2, 3. Nope. All right. Dusty Likens, you get the Kansas City Chiefs slot, and you might pull Patrick Mahomes' signed rookie card.
Yes.
See ya.
Yeah. Bye.
You know what I mean?
Or you might pull.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's one of those things, man. Like, I would love to figure out how to get the Bowman series or where to find that or where to find a card shop. I know there's a couple in OP or in Kansas City. And it's one of those things, man. Like, it'd be fun to have that. Because I will say this, when I was a kid telling you about going to A to Z Comics and ripping Pokemon cards, still to this day, don't know how to play the game.
Yeah.
But I knew that when I pulled that card, the attention I would get from people, how much do you want for it? Immediately would start. You learn the hard way. You're like, $30. And some guy's like, okay, here
sweet.
We go. 10, 20, 30, there you go. And you're like, wait a minute. And then my buddy would pull me aside and be like, dude, come here. So that has a value of 100. And I'm like, son
damn
of
it.
A biscuit.
Yeah.
You know? Dusty is an angry elf this morning. Not really. I thought I'd been pretty great.
Angry
I got a bag of Waffle House sitting here after the show.
Oh, I can't wait.
Put in my bets and feed my face.
Yes.
That's a podcast in the future. Gotta figure out how to make money on this. I really want to. No doubt about it. That's just something like as you scroll through Twitter to see any like stories developing, that's all I've seen all morning. Again, like right here an hour ago, Odd Sharks. An 11-year-old pulled Paul Skeens' MLB debut pitch card and just sold for $1.1 million. For context, Skeens is set to make $875,000 with the Pirates in 2025. Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that. And then Barstool Sports just tweeted out 20 minutes ago, the Hunter Dickinson era in Kansas could have gone much worse.
Yep.
Boy, oh boy.
Over now.
Well, dang, the guy from Good Burger died? Not the main actor. The guy that makes the Mondo burgers passed away at age 52. That's morbid. We'll keep scrolling. But fun show this week. I want to thank everybody that came out and enjoyed us this week. Bob will be back Monday, but I want to take time to get a little serious here.
Mm.
We lost a dear friend in the industry yesterday, Mr. Dan Israel. My thoughts, my prayers go out to his family, his girlfriend that we got to meet. Mac, I know this is closer to us maybe than others. We just sat next to Dan Israel for many, many hours in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Picked his brain.
Yeah, talked to Dan a lot. Yeah.
We laughed. We joked. We had fun.
Yeah, it was really, really good
experience.
Got
to know him and his girlfriend very, very well.
I'm really even more thankful that that happened.
No doubt about it. And in the Super Bowl, he was super kind to bring Bob and myself on the Chiefs pregame show.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that in my life.
It's amazing.
To my left is Danon Hughes. In front of me is Josh Klingler. To the right of me is Dan Israel, and in my ear is Dan Israel going, all right, guys, 3, 2, we're back live from the Super Bowl. It's the guys from the morning show, Fesco and Dusty. And he let us just go, and he let us be ourselves, and he was kind, and he was a leader, and he was the voice of that pregame show that will never be the same again.
Yeah.
F cancer. Hug him tight.
Seriously.
And my thoughts and my prayers and my true condolences go out to the Israel family as a tough day goes through for them. We lost a true, genuine person in the industry. It affects everybody in this building from AM to PM to night shows to Sunday morning shows that I would do and walk down the hall. And every time, Dan, with a high five or a wave, hey, he didn't need to know who I was.
Yep.
I'm just doing after hours, talking about being sports horny. And here's Dan Israel, who's a pro, who's genuine, who's nice, who didn't have to be any of those things. And he took time out of his day every single time to say hi. In New Orleans, we're sitting with myself and you and Dan and his lady and our boss and Bob and Jen. And we're all there. And we're all just sitting there talking to Dan. And it was awesome. And I will never be more thankful to the Lord above to give me that moment. What that meant, I don't know. I won't know until I meet him myself up there in the kingdom. But I know for one, there was a reason why we were around Dan in that period of the Super Bowl. Because I never saw him again once I left that booth. And I think that's the way it was supposed to be. If I was never going to see Dan again, the moment that I saw him and the moment that we left him was that moment when we were off the pregame show of the Chiefs radio network going right into the Super Bowl. So prayers up for Dan Israel and his family. You'll be missed, but never, ever, ever, ever forgotten. Dan Israel. So go hug him tight today. Go go call somebody. Go give somebody that extra long hug and tell them you love them. And also this, go do something nice for somebody today, like Robert who brought us Waffle House. Woo! You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. Hell, it could change their life. It's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay safe, stay kind. 10 to 2 with Cody Golden Drew coming up.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
next on 96.5 The Fan.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.